Now, joining us now we've got obviously rep round starts tonight. Really, Lebanon are playing Malta at Belmore. And we've got to what, the PNG up against Fiji, Samoa, the Cook Islands, New Zealand and Tonga. New Zealand and Tonga naming their final 17s today. But also, tomorrow night at Leichhardt, it's the New South Wales v Queensland under-19s fixture at Leichhardt, 7:45 tomorrow night. And joining us now, a man who played 12 origins for New South Wales, won a premiership, of course, with Canterbury, was captain on grand final day back in 2004, played for Parramatta in his early days. Andrew Ryan joining us. Bobcat, good morning to you.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, really well, thanks, mate. Great to have you on the show. And you know, you've been coaching for around the past decade or so. So what's unique about coaching this New South Wales under-19 side?
Oh, look, I was super excited to get on board and coach in with this team again. But I guess the unique part is just the short time frame. You know, we don't know each other. We sort of came in on Saturday morning and only a few days to get together, which is a little bit rare. But I tell you, it feels like we've been in camp for a while. They're a good bunch. Fortunate to have a great coaching staff as well. And it's been a really enjoyable few days, actually.
Bobcat, a lot of these players will go on and play first grade and have long, distinguished careers and go on and play State of Origin level. For our listeners, who are some of the players they should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, there's quite a few, Loz. And, you know, I guess from the last few years, we've been able to see in these pathways teams, guys like Stephen Crichton, these young fellas, Matt Burton, who's making his debut this week, you know, come through exactly like you said. They played in these sort of 19s and 20s teams a few years ago. Young Paul Alamotti, he plays in the centres. He's a great player. There's a lot of talent. Young Trey Mooney, he's in our team. He's our captain as well. He's a lock. He's already played one NRL game. But there's quite a few. Young Tyler Moriarty's playing in the 90s from the Roosters as well. So, just watching these guys, how they approach it, you know, for their age, it's crazy to think they're still so young, really, and just the professionalism and, the game has obviously continued to grow and change, and they're professionals now, even at this young age.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Andrew, how important is it from, you know, this sort of age to learn how to deal with pressure on such a big stage? Again, you know, Loz just mentioned so many players go on to play in the NRL or play Origin at the highest level, but surely this is a great stepping stone and a real introduction into welcome to, you know, what pressure actually is.
Yeah, it is, mate. And, you know, I guess sometimes you know, for the guys, you can overcomplicate some things.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to make sure that they're still approaching their footy, having a good time. And that's what we've been trying to get the balance of it this week, you know, where when it's time to switch on and go and do the job they do. But we also want to make sure that it's fun and you get to enjoy each other's company and stuff as well. And hopefully that sort of sets them up to then be comfortable and confident heading into the performance on Thursday night, because, you know, that's what we want them to be feeling. We don't want them feeling stressed or nervous or anxious or anything. So hopefully they're rolling in and feeling good and confident in their own ability.
How do you beat Queensland, mate? What are some of their strengths?
Yeah, they've got some quality players. Their number nine is a really good player as well. But, you know, we often talk about in Origins, it's all the little things in the game, you know. It's all the, you're in the arm wrestle, you're in the ding-dong and in that tough battle. So for us to get the win, I feel like we need to get on board with our push support and be willing to go the distance in that arm wrestle. It's because we don't have much time to sort of build combinations and stuff, you've got to rely on all those little effort areas for each other. So hopefully that's what our boys are prepared to do for longer than Queensland on Thursday night.
Just on their number nine, Loz, Blake Moser, who has been given the inevitable comparisons to Cameron Smith.
Mm.
They say he is the next big thing in Queensland.
Yeah.
Well, and he's just signed a long-term deal with the Broncos as well. Have you heard much about him?
I haven't heard much about him. I've heard that he's recently re-signed. But, Bobcat, you'd know a bit more about him. You would have done a bit of video work on him. Is he a Cameron Smith style player?
He looks like he's got the kicking game, but he I'm not saying that Cameron didn't have the speed, but he's certainly got some. He's pretty sharp out of nine as well. So you know, and in these type of games, well, you know, obviously better than anyone at that level. You know, defensively we have to be good, and he just watching his style of footy, he's just cut teams to shreds when you allow him the opportunity. So I'm certainly hoping that that won't be the case on Thursday night.
Does it make you feel old? Well, I'm assuming, did you play with Jonah Pezzett's old man?
I did, actually, yes. I did play with Troy, yeah. And, you know, seeing some of these guys come through. And but, yeah, it's been so good. You know, I've got guys like Sean Timmons, Brett Morris, Mark O'Mealy in the camp as well. So, yeah, just talking about, you know, some of the players that have come through. But, yeah, it's a bit of a spin-out seeing guys like Pezzett's young bloke come through. It's unreal.
We're speaking with Andrew Ryan, coaching the New South Wales under-19s tomorrow night against Queensland. And, Bobcat, you know, you've been around junior programs, community footy, etc. for a while. So to what extent do you believe there is the depth going forward to grow the NRL as we see a new team coming in next year? Expansion's always a topic of conversation. How confident are you that we can nurture those kids, essentially, to get to that next level based on what you see?
Yeah, look, I think there's enough. You know, I have been around a little bit in those pathways programs, and I think if you get some quality in that expansion team, obviously there some young guys will get an opportunity to showcase what they can do as well. I do feel like there's some quality. I guess the challenge for all of us in the game is the last couple of years has been so disrupted with those competitions being paused or cancelled at times, so it may take a little bit of time for them to get back, and this is their first real consistent year of footy. Even this game got canned last year, you know, so we haven't had the ability to be able to get consistent with that footy. So hopefully we can, the next couple of years, we can do that. But I do feel like there is a lot of depth, and given some guys the opportunity, I think they can showcase their skills.
What did you make of New South Wales in game one, Bobcat?
Yeah, mate, it was obviously extremely disappointing. Obviously, the Queensland side, that two-punch combo they had with Harry Grant playing as well, they were pretty sharp out of there. But looking forward to a big game in Perth this week, a couple of changes. And great to see a couple of Dubbo boys get a start, Matty Burton, Isaiah Yeo again as well. So I'm pretty stoked to watch those guys.
Yeah, I thought you might mention the Dubbo connection, certainly flying the flag. Is it St John's Dubbo there? Both of them went to school there?
Yeah, St John's is a junior club there, St John's Dubbo, unfortunately.
Well, Middo's always talking up Orange. He played for Orange and he reckons they always smashed Dubbo. So.
Well, no, we didn't play against Dubbo.
But well, you talk about how you're better than Dubbo and there was great rivalry between the two towns.
We didn't play against
anyone
Dubbo,
from Dubbo's soft and all that. I've heard it all before.
No, it's Bathurst, you know.
No, it is. You talk about
never
they
said
wouldn't.
A bad
they wouldn't
word about Dubbo?
Oh, what? Off never. Air you do.
Well, I'm going to get young Jack Cole. He's from Orange. He's in here with us. He's at the Panthers at the moment. I was going to say I might wrestle him, but he'll probably dominate me. So. I'm happy to let Orange get the win up on this one.
Just on then, Bobcat, you would certainly have noticed the difference between, say, when you played at this level and today's player at this level. Just with their strength, you talk about the professionalism, but just strength-wise, I mean, these kids now do weights a lot more than what you guys ever did, and I'm assuming, mate, they're as strong as first graders now.
Mate, it's phenomenal. You just watch these guys. You know, their athleticism. I feel like a little midget hanging around some of them. They are like, they're huge. You know, these kids are 18 years old, and that's the difference I see here. But you just look at the way they train and their athleticism, their jumping, their skill set. At 18 years of age, I'd hardly, you know, I couldn't do anything. You know, and watching these guys, it's crazy to think. And, you know, they just keep pushing the envelope and get better all the time. So, but yeah, all the training and the weights and it certainly puts them in the place. These guys are already professionals.
Bobcat, what are your coaching ambitions? How far would you want to take it? I mean, your old club's looking for a new coach, spoken to Gus.
I love coaching. I really do. I sort of had an opportunity. I was full-time with the Knights last year. But, yeah, I live in Newcastle and got the family there. So I sort of took a step back from that towards the end of last year. But, yeah, I'd certainly love being around and I love coaching. But yeah, this is a great way to just be involved and being around it as well, but I'll certainly be supporting whoever they put in as head coach at the Bulldogs. But mate, yeah, I take my hat off to them. My goodness, they work super hard, and obviously the pressure cooker they live in, yeah, I certainly take my hat off to him. Mm.
Something Loz speaks about every day. It's different, isn't it? The 24/7 nature of it.
24/7, you know. I reckon the coaching would be the easiest bit of it as a head coach. Like when you're out on the field, all the other stuff that goes with it, Bobcat, I think it'd be hard.
Definitely, mate. And that's the aspect of it. You know, the actual time they get as far as doing the X's and O's and being on the field is quite limited. You know, it's everything else that comes with it. But, you know, just watching the coaches, just how much time and effort they put in post-game preparation, you know, the analysis and stuff they do, they certainly earn their money.
Really appreciate your time this morning. Hope it's a successful night for you and the Blues under-19s tomorrow night at Leichhardt, Bobcat.
Thanks very much for having me, and hopefully we can get some support out there to cheer these boys on.